Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
Well, this opens up
a whole new world.
How about that?
A dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, a crystal clear, that now I'm in a whole new world with you. Now I'm in a whole new world. A whole new world.
Aladdin is the artist.
Oh, that's from the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, that did you
Magic Carpet Ride.
That didn't.
It's iconic.
That was bad. I could not figure out what it was. Now I know.
I thought we were pretty good.
Well, maybe she means bad, like as in good.
Oh, that was badass.
Yeah, like that was bad. You guys are bad. You guys should go on American Idol.
Bad boys. Bad boys.
Just bad. Good. Like bad. Good. Badass is more like somewhere over the rainbow.
Oh my gosh!
Wait, she can sing.
Bluebirds fly.
Oh my god, like, she kind of can.
That little, you get that rumble.
Yes.
Over the rainbow.
I don't know what you call that.
I try for the rumble when I sing.
Why then? Why can't I?
Oh my gosh, we got freaking what's her name? What's the Julie Andrews?
Judy Garland.
Judy Garland. We got Judy Garland in here. From
and her mother, or no, her daughter is Liza Minnelli.
That's right. Yeah.
She's not in Kansas anymore. Wait, what?
You never knew that?
Judy Garland's daughter is Liza Minnelli?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
First of all, don't go around like this is common. like everyone on the street is talking about how Liza
Minnelli.
Everybody
knows that.
Nobody knows that. Except for you two.
Except
for everyone in this room but me.
Okay,
nobody
that
knows
one...
that except for literally everyone I've talked to this morning.
Everybody knows that. Wow. That one I think everybody knows.
So, first of all, they don't have the same last name. So, like,
that's
you can understand.
Liza Minnelli took her dad's last name.
You can understand how I don't know this, right?
Yeah, like most people.
Wait, what?
Liza Minnelli took her dad's net last name.
Yeah, do you guys have your dad's last name?
I do.
Yeah.
Same here. That's
weird. Wow, shocking.
I should have taken. Wait, let's go over mom's maiden names.
Like what?
What is your mom's maiden name?
Johnston.
Johnston?
It's Swedish.
It's Swedish?
It's
your mother is Swedish?
She's part Swedish. She's a mutt, but she's Swedish.
She's a mutt?
According to my family, my
your mother's a mutt.
Relatives were Johansons from Sweden.
Oh.
But my mom's maiden name is Stepanski. Polish.
Stepanski.
She is Polish as can be.
That sounds like Dan Aykroyd should be saying Stepanski.
It works in Chicago.
Yeah.
Stepanski.
Stepanski.
Hmm. Now we know your mom's Italian.
Yeah,
you
guys
want to
guess?
Is it an Italian name?
Oh, is it common?
It's as Italian as it gets.
Roselli.
Oh, no. Actually, maybe it's not as Italian. That's as Italian as it gets.
Capone.
Capone! Arugula.
I was just going to say marinara.
Pizza. Which technically, fun fact, pizza is actually American.
It is.
It's not Italian.
Oh. Mastacelli.
Pizza was started in America.
Your mom's last name is a lasagna.
Lasagna.
It's an L, isn't it?
Her first name is Lisa.
Lisa lasagna. Lasagna.
Lisa lasagna.
Lampanelli.
Lisa Lampanelli.
That's
what if
your
my mom was? Yeah, like, speaking of Liza Minnelli being Judy Garland's daughter, I am Lisa Lampanelli's son. No, my mom's maiden name, Carozza.
Carozza.
But the way it's pronounced is Carozza.
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 Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. She's her dad's like off the boat Italian.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Does he speak English?
Well, he's dead now, so no.
Well, how about when he was alive?
Yes, I think. Yeah, yes, yes, he did. Yes.
Okay.
Because I don't think my mom can speak Italian.
Oh.
So, yes, he knows English.
He knew English.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, wow. Thanks for bringing up my
well, in
dead
grandfather. He's still speaking it.
My dead grandfather. I appreciate
sorry.
That one.
Sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
No, it's all right. He died when she was young, so I never even met him.
Oh.
Oh, good.
That's a feel good.
Oh, good.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness you never met your grandfather. But no, he, yeah, just Carozza.
Did you know that Elle King is Rob Schneider's daughter?
I did know that. That actually, how did I know that more than I knew Liza Minnelli being Judy Garland's daughter?
I don't know. Didn't you watch the movie that they did about all Judy Garland's whole life story that came out a couple of years ago?
Oh, with Renee Zellweger?
With Renee Zellweger.
I did not.
Oh,
I know. I know the movie you're talking about.
Judy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It was up for Academy Award, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did she win for that? She might have won for that.
She might have won. Maybe it was a Golden Globe or something.
Yeah.
But now you should be ashamed of yourself.
I really should be. I should be ashamed that I didn't see that movie because then I would have easily learned that.
Oh my gosh!
I didn't have an interest in that movie.
Why? Why would you not have an interest in that?
I don't know. Judy Garland has never been my thing.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's probably the top known old classic movie of all time, Wizard of Oz.
That's true. And you know what? To be honest, I think something about Renee Zellweger bothers me.
The scrunchy face?
Or the new face, how she completely...
She did completely change. Because I go back and I watch Jerry Maguire, and I fall in love with Renee Zellweger all over again.
Really?
First of all, I love Jerry Maguire, which is a movie. I think it's an incredible movie. I love all Cameron Crowe movies.
Yeah,
it
was done really well.
So well.
Zellweger is only the fourth actress after Meryl Streep, Jessica Lange, Kate Blanchett, to win Best Actress after winning Best Supporting Actress.
Oh, wow.
And the seventh actress to win in both categories.
You would never guess that Renee Zellweger is in that like elite class that you just mentioned. Like,
yeah.
I agree. not to knock at Renee at all.
But right, totally right. Knocking her.
Well, because, I mean, I know she probably listens to those podcasts. So, Renee, listen, this is not a knock. Like, all due respect.
And
to
love
you.
Both of your faces.
It's just like, you're not the first actress I would think of when I'm like, what are the elite? Like, who's on the Mount Rushmore of actresses in Hollywood?
Well, I don't think that's changed over the last, like, 20 years. Like, 20 years ago, you probably would have said Meryl Streep. Today, the first one to come to mind is probably Meryl Streep.
You're not wrong.
Like, you know, who else would you name on this rush? Like, it's a very ice. This Mount Rushmore is really just a statue of Streep.
Yeah.
Who else? You're not going to put.
She has all four spots.
Jennifer Aniston up there? No.
No.
You can't put Angelina Jolie up there? No.
No.
Halle Berry?
Halle Berry's great, but no.
Yeah, not enough. Not enough sustainability
name
for Halle
Berry. Name
your
favorite Meryl Streep movie, then, if she's up there and she's top notch.
See, that's the thing. I don't think I've ever seen a Meryl Streep.
What?
No, I have. I had to.
If you're asking me my favorite, I'm kind of with Austin where I don't seek out her movies, so it would probably be Mamma Mia.
River Wild. Loved that movie as a kid. Loved
that
movie.
Good. There's an old one that, I mean, I do feel like you guys should see. I don't know if you've seen it. Now I got to think of the name of it. Where's my phone?
Oh, Devil Wears Prada is also bomb.
Yeah, but this is before that. What's the one? Or is it Meryl Streep? Do I have it confused? The one where she goes crazy... No.
Kramer versus Kramer?
No, it's not Meryl Streep. It's the other blonde with the curly locks.
Oh, she did... Shirley Temple.
Goldilocks.
Oh, no.
JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh, the actress from Girl Next Door.
No, give me your phone, please.
Wait, you say JonBenet Ramsey?
Can I have your phone?
Too soon,
can
dude.
You open it up? Do the movie with the Google the movie with the cooked rabbit with on the stove.
Oh, you're thinking of Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas and
no, Michael Douglas is a man.
The one he has the
affair. Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction.
Yeah.
Who's the girl in that?
Meryl Streep.
That's not Meryl Streep.
No, it's
See that?
I see her.
Faye Dunaway.
No, it's not Faye Dunaway.
Glenn Close.
Glenn Close.
Glenn Close. That's what I was going to say. That was my next guess.
So, Meryl Streep did The Bridges, the bridge movie, right?
Yeah. My favorite Meryl Streep movie, Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Oh. Who was she in that?
I don't know.
What was the bridge movie she did?
The Bridges of Madison County.
County. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little slow, but it is good. I watched it just because I think it was up for some sort of...
No, you know my favorite Meryl Streep movie.
Into the Woods.
Sophie's Choice.
Ooh. Oh, my God. You stopped saying that. So when Austin first started here at US99, you used to always say,
well, because
Sophie's Choice.
Yeah, like we were talking about the idea of, like, we should play this game called One's Gotta Go. And like, the way to describe it, I would say, like, you know, like, the harder it is, the better the game is.
Yeah.
Make it a real Sophie's Choice.
This came up during my interview here.
It probably did.
But I thought it was me who said it. So I'm glad it was you who went Sophie's Choice, not me.
Yeah.
Because that would be a bold choice during an interview.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably brought it up. I say it a lot. I just use the expression.
While,
I haven't said it for a while because I was saying it way too much early on in the show.
Hi, nice to meet you. So Sophie's Choice, who would you have picked? Oh, wow.
We all get
But I think every day when we do One's Gotta Go, it almost is like a minor Sophie's Choice with who's got to go between you two. Like, we put the listener on the spot to the point where it really is probably similar to that.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Except for sometimes they're really happy to let you go.
Yeah, there are the few. There are the few that are like, oh, Melissa's got to go, or oh, Austin's got to go.
Totally. Yeah, no problem.
Most of the time, Austin's got to go. Yeah.
Unless you're the only person on the morning show that gets, like, one guy who hates me and tells me I have a squeaky voice and he keeps telling me I need to go.
He texts in every day.
Yeah, it's almost every day.
Oh, yeah, that guy's a jerk.
I think it's a guy. I don't know for sure.
I think we can assume.
I don't know. I have a feeling. It's like my gut feeling.
Well, girls usually aren't that mean to... Like, that blatantly mean.
Yeah.
I used to.
Like, the girls are like that. Like, if that was a girl, she would be texting her friends that. Like, she wouldn't be texting it to you.
Or it would be, like, explanations. Well, Melissa's got to go because I don't like it because blah, blah, blah. And this is always just, like, Melissa.
Yeah, that squawky voice.
It's very guy-like.
Yeah, why don't you call in, buddy, and let's hear your voice.
The text can be a dangerous place to live.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I've gotten some nasty ones before. Court needs to quit. You need to fire Court. Court isn't meant for radio. Court is a bag of milk. That was one. I don't get it. Don't understand that one.
Oh, my God.
Court is a bag of milk. Not a carton of milk. Not a jug of milk.
A bag.
A bag. Dude, that's the meanest insult I've ever heard in my life.
What does it mean?
If I was you, really? I would be so self-conscious the rest of my life.
I really was.
A bag of milk.
This was probably like 2016 that this happened, and I still think about it every time I look at the texts.
Oh, my gosh. Imagine, like...
I've had a lot of mean ones, too. Never been called that.
Never a bag of milk.
That's pretty bad.
Imagine that. Like, imagine, like, going home being like, man... I'm a bag of milk.
And trying to
figure
it out.
And, like, is it like a Ziploc bag? Like, what kind of bag are we talking?
I picture a big bag, like a hefty bag.
Like a garbage bag.
Oh, a garbage bag.
Like a see-through garbage bag just filled with milk that ends up weighing like 50 to 100 pounds. Just milk.
Yeah, like the sacks that you do games in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figure like a sack of milk.
A sack of milk.
Sack of milk. Would you rather be a sack of milk or a bag of milk?
Ooh. Probably bag. Leave sack alone.
Well, yeah, you don't. Sack could, you could.
You know, Austin, you're so nice. Have you ever gotten a mean text?
Oh, all the time. At my old job. Sports talk radio, working in sports talk radio is a nightmare compared to country music radio.
Well, what's probably one of the worst that you can remember that somebody said about you?
Austin, well, I get a lot of the Austin thinks he's funny, but he's not. Which is true. I do think I'm funny, and I'm not.
And that would hurt. That's the one that stinks. Call me ugly.
Yeah.
Call me chubby.
And comedy is subjective.
I don't want anybody to call
me
ugly.
Subjective. Just because you don't think I'm funny, that's fine.
You can let it roll off of you. I would think about that probably more than the bag of milk.
I used to, but I think I got it so many times
that it became funny.
Yeah, to where it's like I'm just like I don't care anymore. And
yeah,
that's the thing.
You do become like cold to it.
Right.
It's like you just shut down. You get that hard outer shell. You're like, whatever. I've
and
heard
I'm
this
just
a
like okay,
times.
Like that's fine. If you don't think I'm funny, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like because you know what, the people that do find them funny aren't going to text in and be like, Austin, you're so funny.
Right. Totally.
So like that's I don't.
Maybe if we get enough of them coming in, you know. So if you guys really just tick people off, we can eventually do a Jimmy Kimmel mean text.
Ooh, that's true. Literally, that's true. Every one of Melissa's would just be. You have a squawky voice, and it's from the same number
person.
Every time.
Melissa's got to go. You got a squawky voice. You got
to
go.
Not a chance that guy listens to this podcast, right?
I would love to get him on One's Gotta Go. Like, all right, hey, yeah. You know, coffee or soda? Melissa. Well, okay, we'll get there.
Okay, all right. Ice cream truck or food truck? Melissa.
Oh, my gosh. One of the worst ones I ever got, though, was I was posting some dresses online, and hey, I have these five dresses.
That is such a vulnerable thing for you to do. Like, kudos to you to just like, yeah, I'm going to do this. Like, it's content. It's good content.
Well, I was letting people pick. They were dresses I had for a while, and I'm like, keep it or toss it. Honestly,
yeah.
Because I'm like,
that's a good
do they
bit.
Look,
yeah.
Look terrible on me? Because they could. A lot of dresses do. I'm very boxy. I'm not curvy, you know? And so I was like, keep it or toss it. And one woman, she's like, you need to get yourself a stylist because all these dresses look like crap.
Oh,
what are
my
you doing? You don't
God.
Even know how to dress.
Really?
The things people will say like on the internet.
But the funny thing was, I'm not even joking. She was like 96.
And was Wait. she kind of right though?
Yeah. Probably. You know? I was like, all right.
If it was me, I would end up going through her pictures and commenting on every one where she didn't look great.
You would get back. You would get the revenge.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I don't know.
Have
I'm
you
too
gotten,
tired
have you
that.
Gotten any mean texts since you started working on this show? I feel like our audience is phenomenally
so
nice.
I
honestly
want to
say no.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I don't, I think I can count on one hand the number of like just mean texts that we've got.
And thankfully, they were all to her.
Yeah.
I know.
They were
like,
all
wait
about
a minute.
Melissa's squawky voice.
I've got them all from the same person.
Yeah, hey, glad someone said it.
Yeah. I know.
No, so if we could just block this one guy, we have a positive text chain.
We really do. We got great compliments even today. Like just people texting in, like
very
saying,
nice,
love the show. And
our audience is very open.
Makes us
they're
feel
like
good.
Very upbeat.
Yes.
They're like a very positive audience,
right.
I've noticed. They always come in. Like with something nice to say, it's been like a really great experience.
Yeah,
I am squawky though. I will say,
but what does
that
even mean? What is a squawky?
I don't
voice?
Think of squawky when I
when I hear
you,
talk.
Because
I don't
when
think...
I talk and I get excited, I go like that.
Is that a squawk?
But don't we all? I feel like I kind of get.
I think
like
a squawk
Charlie
is like
from
a...
Always Sunny when I get excited. It's great.
Yeah, yeah, right. Everyone gets high pitched. Yeah, exactly. But squawk, I feel like a squawk is like squawk. Like that's what I think of as a squawk,
like a bird.
Right.
Squawk.
Yeah, like.
Quack, quack.
Oh wait,
know.
Maybe you do.
I
have a squawky
do.
Voice.
I think I do actually.
What?
I think
you do hit that
a
couple
what?
Of times.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the squawk he's
that's
talking
a squawk,
about.
Yeah, I'm a squawker.
Wow,
I never thought about it.
So next time he texts us in, like we'll just be like. You know, you're right. We never noticed that. Yeah. Well,
we owe him a text back.
Yeah, Melissa does have a squawky.
Wow.
Here we thought we was being mean. He's just pointing it out.
Love the squawky voice.
Now do me. Yeah. Well, what's my voice?
Do my impression again.
An impression of you?
You guys did it this week on the show.
Oh.
I hate the world.
Well, I'm Cork, man. I'm a dude. You guys do the mean thing.
You know, you're more like, I date anybody. Make them 105. I don't care as long as they got money.
Yeah, give me money.
On the show the other day, it was when the holding your breath. Melissa had Austin hold his breath and swallow.
Oh, that's what it
six
was.
Six times.
That's what it was. And we're doing this bit on the air. And Court, well, and we're like, Court, can you do it? He's like, yeah, I can do it. It's easy. I'm bored doing it. I'm bored. I'm Court. I can do anything. I can hold my breath and breathe at the same time.
This is boring.
Yeah,
what am I going to do?
Boring bit.
And all of a sudden we start getting texts. Yeah, Court's right. This
is
boring.
Court's right. This is boring. It's boring. You guys are boring.
Yeah. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we're like, damn it, Court.
The impression was a little different then. It was.
Oh yeah, oh I'm Court. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I could do it. I can hold my breath.
I'm sitting back there like, should I be offended or do I need to change my voice? Do I sound like that? Do I really sound like that?
he's in the back room. He's like, I don't sound like that. I don't talk like that.
You actually did when you said it though. You're like, I tried to do it 5 times and I was like, bored.
All right, to defend myself.
Boring.
A couple questions before.
I'm the producer of the show. I could have spoken up before we did this bit, but I'm gonna say it's boring on the air.
I didn't know that we were gonna go silent and sit there and swallow for 30 seconds. And you yourself said this is not good radio.
No, it was not, you know, 30 seconds.
Sometimes not good radio is the best radio.
And I 100% agree. I totally agree. But yeah, it was really easy to do.
You son of a...
But it was boring.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!